Paul George made his Sixers debut last night in a loss versus the Phoenix Suns. There was a controversial ending. We're going to talk about all of that. Tyrese Maxey's birthday was also yesterday, and he provided 32 points. We also got a Joel Embiid update, and it seems like his return is imminent. We are going to talk about all of that. And without further ado, here's the intro. What's going on, Cliffhangers? We are back with another video. We are still on the road to 1K subscribers before the end of December. I think we're like 400 away or something like that. So if you could, please hit that like button, hit that subscribe button down below. Also hit that bell notification so you never miss a video. We want to set a like goal. Get me to like 100 likes on this video. I would appreciate it. It is Paul George's Sixers debut. It was a lot of good things that I saw, but we're going to get right into it. So Paul George made his debut last night versus the Phoenix Suns. It was a loss, but it was a lot of things that I liked. Wasn't many things that I disliked. There like was some, but it's whatever. We're going to talk about that. But of course, let's just talk about the ending. So I'm pretty sure you all saw Paul George got the ball inbounded to him after KD makes a layup to put the Suns up two. Paul George inbounds. They inbound the ball to Paul George. He waves off Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey is visibly upset that he's not getting the ball in this situation, and I completely understand Tyrese. He has 32 points. He's shooting 54% from the field. He also got fouled to give the Sixers the lead at one point, I believe. But Paul George waves him off. Paul George gets the switch on Grayson Allen. He then attacks him one-on-one, takes a step back two, misses the shot. I'm fine with the shot. I even wanted Paul George to take the shot because this is what we brought him here for. It's a second perimeter player to create a shot in the closing moments of the game next to Tyrese Maxey. I wanted to see what it would look like. What I don't like is that Tyrese Maxey was the one on a heater. He actually had his 32 points shooting 54% from the field, and Paul George waves him off like Paul George was the hot one. Paul George had 15 points shooting 28% from the field. It's his first game back. I mean, well, yeah, it's his first game back. Sixers debut, I understand. He's probably like, this is my moment. He probably wants to go viral. But he has to understand, him being a 14-year veteran, I think he's like 14 years, but whatever. But him being a veteran in the league, you have to understand, like, Tyrese is the one that's hot here. He has to be the one to get this shot. He has to be the one to get the ball. Or, like, just be an adult and you two run something together. You don't have to go ISO. You don't have to do all that. But the way he just waved off Tyrese, and Tyrese is like, bro, what are you doing? It just creates a certain level of concern. And like, I get it. It's their first game together on the court. It's going to be this dynamic of who gets the shot when. But and now I can see if they're both on heaters, right? Paul George wasn't on the heater. He shot 28%. He wasn't on the heater. He didn't take a shot in like the last 12 possessions or something like that. Tyrese Maxey, oh my God, my fantasy. Tyrese Maxey is the one who was cooking. So you give him the ball, you let him work, or you say, all right, here you go, Tyrese. I'm going to set this screen for you, and we're going to work off of each other. That's what I was expecting from Paul George. Like I said, I'm not mad at Paul George took the shot. I'm not mad at the shot at all. It was even a good shot. It was a good look. But in that moment, you give Tyrese Maxey the ball. And now, because in the offseason, I'm pretty sure we all thought, okay, Tyrese Maxey is the clear number one closer. And now it has me thinking, like, all right, does Paul George think he's the closer? Does he not understand, like, hey, you've come here to be the third option, PG? And I understand, like, that's whatever. But in the moment, in the game, in the rhythm, and you see how the flow of the game going, you're supposed to know to get that ball to Tyrese. And I like that. That's what I had a concern with. Like I said, not mad at the shot. Also, Nick Nurse, once you see what's happening, you see like Paul George is like, all right, well, this is my time. You waste him off. You call a timeout. You run a play. You are supposed to be the coach. You're supposed to be the one that sees everything happening. You're supposed to understand, hey, I see my best player, Tyrese Maxey, is on the heater right now. He is the one shooting well. He's the one keeping us in his game. Let me make sure we drop something for him and not an ISO for Paul George in this moment, especially with it being Paul George's first game and he's not shooting well. Let me figure something out. Let me call a timeout. I'll run something with the two of them, and we'll see if we can get the best shot available, right? That's something that he could have done, but he just let it ride. And I have some problems with Nick Nurse this season overall, and I know he has not had his full complement of players. He has not had Paul George or Tyree or Joel Embiid. He had Paul George for the first time last night, but it was a very weird dynamic on the floor. I thought Paul George understood, like, hey, you're supposed to give the ball to Tyrese in that situation. Which is really weird, right? Like, I have it in my notes, like, but it's whatever. The loss. I'm not really mad at the loss. There was a lot of good things that they did well, right? And we're going to get into that. What Paul George actually brings to this offense. So with Paul George, he had them looking like a real team, a real NBA offense and a real NBA defense finally this season. That's something that we have all been looking at and being confused and asking Nick Nurse questions like, why isn't he getting more creative? He just didn't have the personnel to do it. The Paul George Yabusele pick and roll was cooking. Yabusele also had 5 threes tonight. We're going to talk about him. But the Paul George Yabusele pick and roll was cooking. Paul George's ability to just be, to create his own shot, navigate a pick and roll, it just makes the Sixers look like a completely different team. Other players were finally in their roles that they're supposed to be in. You could see like a lot of the other players felt a lot more comfortable in playing their roles. They just looked a lot more comfortable, and it's something that I said it on Twitter. I said, think of every problem you have with the Sixers right now when Paul George and Joel Embiid were out. Think of every problem you have with the Sixers right now. It can be solved by Paul George and Joel Embiid coming back, can it? And that's what it showed tonight. Like him, his ability to just create his own shot, navigate a pick and roll, play defense on some of the lankier offensive players in the league. Just him being out there, the gravity that he brings with him. Even Tyrese, you can see it looked like Tyrese had so much more space tonight. His ability and Paul George's ability to drive and actually be a playmaker and kick, like I know we saw it a lot in those early games where a lot of the Sixers, when Paul George, Joel Embiid were out, a lot of the Sixers were just driving into no man's land, like challenging Brook Lopez, challenging like Miles Turner, challenging Jakob Poeltl. It's like, why are you driving in so deep? Obviously, if you collapse the defense, you can kick it out. None of the Sixers were doing that. You saw it a couple times last night. Paul George was able to do that. I think he had 5 assists tonight. Yeah, four or five assists. I don't know. Four assists. I don't know. I got to check it. But you can see that he did that tonight. He was able to drive, kick to a lot of open shooters. Even the Yabusele pick and roll, his ability to collapse the defense, draw defense in, and kick it out to a wide open Yabusele for three is something that the Sixers have been needing. I know we've been talking about it with Maxey a lot. He's just not there as a playmaker yet. And he just does. I don't think Maxey understands his gravity as of yet. And we need to talk about Maxey's vision isn't quite there. But Paul George adds that. Like I said, a lot of players look like, it looked like the offense just had so much more space. They also looked way more, a lot more connected on defense. And that's because you're bringing in a good defensive player and a good defensive mind in Paul George, where, all right, now you're getting your pieces back. You're all like, all right, this is what we worked on in training camp. I'm used to him being here. I'm used to him being here. I'm used to being here in these certain spots and certain situations to where the Sixers don't look disgruntled on defense. I mean, discombobulated on defense. My major issue from the night was easily Andre Drummond. This entire experience has been terrible. I know I've been on Twitter talking about trade him. I do think he will be a lot better in the backup role like he was when he first was here. But right now, he can't do anything right. The rebounding isn't even there. Like he's not good on defense. He's sloppy with the ball. He had a possession of like two straight turnovers where it's like, bro, what are you doing? He's just lazy. He's not good on defense. He keeps looking for his own shot on offense. And I just don't understand what he's doing. I think Nick Nurse is just giving him too much freedom. He's not making contact on his screens. He's not freeing anybody up. It's just really weird. And I am hating the Andre Drummond experience. It is pissing me off, but it's what we have to deal with until Joel Embiid gets back. Luckily, we have an update on Joel Embiid, and it looks like his return is imminent. All right, and then I'll have it here. Per Sam Emick, there is a hope within, well, it's coming from Sixers Galaxy. Sorry about that. Shout out Sixers Galaxy. But there's a hope within the Sixers organization that Joel Embiid could return as soon as tomorrow's game against the Los Angeles Clippers. Per Sam Emick, the hope, as team sources shared Monday, is that Embiid could play as soon as Wednesday's game against the LA Clippers, unless he's suspended by then, which probably will happen. But he recently began practicing in 5-on-5 action, worked out extensively before the game against the Suns, and is expected to take part in individual workouts Tuesday in Los Angeles that will set the stage for what comes next. Barring a setback, it seems likely there is an end in sight here very soon. So, sounds like Joel Embiid will be back probably next game or the game after that. I do think that the Sixers kind of put this out to kind of expedite the NBA's investigation process of him when he pushed Mark Hayes. They're trying to expedite the process of, because I'm pretty sure he's going to get suspended at least one game. So if you put out, hey, he's about to go back out on the floor, Do you guys want to suspend him or not? The NBA is going to be like, we're going to suspend him, and that Sixers are able to expedite that. But good news is he is healthy. He is ready to return. The max I think they would give Embiid for this is probably 3 games, but I'm pretty sure the NBA understands where Embiid was coming from. Yeah, he can't put his hands on a reporter, but like sometimes, like Lou Will said, you need some straightening. So I do think that this is a chance for the NBA to protect one of their players, maybe give him like a 1-2 game suspension. I'm pretty sure that's when I'm pretty sure the Sixers were planning to probably bring him back Friday versus the Lakers anyway. So suspend him for the Clippers game if he comes back. He's back Friday for the Lakers game. You're good there. And I think the Lakers game is national TV anyway. So I'm pretty, I think the Sixers put this out just to kind of expedite that process of what the NBA's decision will be. But like I said, good news is he is healthy. He will be back very shortly. We will finally see an iteration of this team with Tyrese Maxey, Paul George, Joel Embiid, and all their new parts, how they will look. And if they look how they looked last night with just Tyrese Maxey and Paul George back, imagine what they will look like with a fully healthy Joel Embiid, who, will, like I said, will be 100%, and what they will look like on offense and defense. We will no longer see those offensive stalls. They will be better on defense. They'll be better on offense. They'll just look like a completely different team. Also, something I forgot to mention, they simply have to go get a bigger guard. They lost last night because the Suns, that final possession, the Suns got a rebound because Kyle Lowry was in the game, who is just too, you just cannot have it that small of a backcourt, especially with 38-year-old Kyle Lowry, who has lost his athleticism or what he had. You just can't have it in a game. I think it was Durant or somebody just jumped over him for the rebound and then gave it to KD. KD went ISO, had the layup. But they got beat up. The smaller guard, my fantasy is going up, but the smaller guards got beat up on the glass all night last night. And it's just something that's been happening all season. So the Sixers have to go out, get a bigger guard. Markelle Fultz is right there. Just go sign him. Bring him back. Whatever. You've seen that he can run an offense. And this isn't a knock on Kyle Lowry because he has been good this season so far. But do you want to depend on Kyle Lowry throughout the entire season, being at 38? Like, are you going to be able to depend on him to play these type of minutes and to do what he is doing consistently? So we will see what that looks like. But Joel Embiid on his way back. Paul George looked fine last night. The offense looked great. The defense looked good. We might be back, y'all. But like I said, 100 likes on this video. Holla at y'all.